are able to bring up anything you'd like, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features that we share with you there, and they are all completely free. So you get to actually control the content. When you go to freetalklive.com and you scroll down the page, there's news items listed there, mostly news items, sometimes YouTube videos. But you, the listener, have submitted those to the site. They are then voted on by listeners like you, so you can tell us what's important, what you think we should talk about on the air. And, of course, one of the best ways to get your thoughts on the air is to call in, toll-free at 855-450-FREE, as many people have done tonight, to comment on the story that continues to be the main topic of discussion this evening, Caitlin Hunt. We talked about her several months ago. When she was charged with a felony, lewd and lascivious charge in Florida, she's facing 15 years for having a sexual relationship with a 14-year-old young lady, and they were both consenting. They continued to consent even after the judge ordered Caitlin to not have contact with the so-called victim because, well, the so-called victim apparently loves to be victimized by Caitlin. She just keeps on texting. They've had 20,000 texts since the original court hearing where she was bailed, and now Caitlin's bail has been revoked. She's now back in jail awaiting trial on this charge. They were secretly meeting, etc. Certainly would love to get your thoughts on the story. Ken is in Illinois, or on the issue in general of people in age of consent and all that. Ken, are you listening in Chicago to WCKG?
I most definitely am.
Wow, that's great news. I didn't realize they were taking our show on weekends, so fantastic to hear that. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, gentlemen, I'm probably going to be on the other side of this with you guys, but this is a state's rights issue. It's not federal. It's not a federal indictment. It's an issue that the state has deemed, these are the terms that should be, levied for committing, statutory rape. And whether it's male, female, that's irrelevant, all right? The whole point is the woman was well aware of what she was doing. If the relationship meant as much to both of them as it did, then they should have taken, if they were going to be adults about it, they should have been adults about it and followed what was, passed down by their state legislature. If they didn't like it, they should have changed it.
You're ridiculous. Ken, you tell me you don't speed?
Megan?
Are you telling me you don't speed?
Oh, of course I do.
There's a book.
Why don't you be adult about it and do what the state legislature says?
Turn yourself in, Ken. What's that?
This issue is. I agree. It's a bad law. It's wrong.
Okay. Yes, I agree. It's a bad. Fine. Then we agree. And I don't care whether it's a bad law written by the state, a municipality, or the government, or the federal government. It doesn't matter to me.
They should have. They should have changed it. If it was an issue where the judge said you can have zero contact, well, that's pretty screwed up. Because if the two girls are as much in love as they, claim to be, and everybody knows when you're a teenager, you're head over heels for everyone, puppy love comes and goes. But if they wanted to have a adult consensual relationship, then they should have done whatever they had to do to avoid breaking the law that, that was a bad law. But nonetheless,
how were they supposed to know what the law was?
You're going to the ignorance of the law is no excuse argument, and I think that it's important to point. Just 1 second. You don't know what they're ignorant of or what they're not ignorant of. And in Florida, there's a sort of a step situation where, if you're over 16, you can have a relationship with somebody who's up to 24, and it's really confusing. So we don't know if they're ignorant or not of the relationship. We're not clear on that, and it doesn't really matter, because the fact of the matter is, you look at people throughout history, this whole getting married after 18 thing, relatively new.
Agreed. But what I'm saying is they were aware of the law after she was already charged and she was put on parole.
Yeah, that much is true.
And she violated the judge's bail conditions, and they continued to.
I just hate the idea that these corrupt, stinking, lying politicians, and that's what they are, pass these rules that they don't have to follow themselves, and then somehow or another, we the people, beat up on each other about, well, you're not following the stinking lying politicians' rules the way they wrote it down. As far as I'm concerned, these laws are immoral from the get-go. These young ladies were having consensual relations, and that shouldn't be a problem. If it's a problem for people, then I would ask them, you know, where, you know, how far should we go after, you know, people who are in consensual relationships? Should we go halfway around the world? Should we attack, you know, countries where it's legal, you know, India, where it's legal to marry off young people together? I mean, obviously they're aggressing against these young people. Let's attack.
I agree that the laws are wrong. Okay, if they were, you know, if she was 16, it would be okay. But she's not. She's 14.
Okay.
She was 14 at the time.
So the laws are wrong or right?
Of course it's wrong.
Okay, great. So it's wrong to do it.
We still live in a society that, sadly, as sad as it is, the people are so god awful ignorant and just with their heads in the sand that they're going to hide from everything instead of fighting to change the bad laws. They're just going to
but
like,
they're
well,
not going to get smarter by Boy. Putting this gal in jail.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm supporting what you're saying in that the law should be changed, but you want to talk about a tough political road to hoe. I mean, what politician is going to come out there and say, I think we should lower the age of consent?
Especially in the situation of a lesbian relationship. If this was a young man who was perhaps a football star or an Eagle Scout, then they might be able to get behind the situation. Or even a young lady, oftentimes I think that laws are enforced in order to simply change them, which I think is highly immoral. But, you know, no politician's going to get behind him on a lesbian relationship because it's just not popular.
Ken, thank you for your call and thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, sir. 855-450-FREE as we continue here. That's a toll-free number. Carson's in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Carson.
Yes. I agree that this law is a bad law. I'm with Mark completely. That if you put kids together in a school for 8 hours a day and then say don't form relationships together, it's asinine. To expect them not to is simply asinine. However, I also believe that the law is the law, but when the law is wrong, then yes, I'm not going to chide people for disobeying it if I agree that the law is wrong.
Can we just get rid of the cliche of the law is the law? I mean, it's just like this mindless cliche that people just parrot
the
out.
The law is the law unless you're a politician, police officer, or somebody judge. Of a great influence, in which case the law is whatever you wish to make it.
Yeah.
The law is not the law if you can afford to hire a great deal of attorneys in order to get what you want. I mean, if we're going to have a maxim, let's not lie to ourselves. Let's have a real maxim.
Okay.
The law isn't the law.
The law is not the law. And I believe that we should be forcing all these attorneys, judges, cops to be held to the law. And I wish that people would work on that because it's a very worthwhile thing to do.
People call me an idealist.
Carson, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. 855-453.
We're gonna make a system. We're going to put people in charge of that system, and then we're going to enforce the laws on the people in charge.
Good.
That is idealism.
Jared in South Carolina, listening to WSCC in Charleston. Hey, Jared.
How you doing?
Welcome, sir.
This is adding more fuel to the fire. This is ludicrous.
Which part?
That I think it's ignorant. It's ignorant and it's so arrogant to that we have a human being's life, 15 years of her life, are in the hands of people making these laws that they have no authority to make the laws in the first place.
Well, they believe they have all the authority they could possibly need. Someone checked a box in a voting booth, so now they can tell you what to do.
We're representatives of the people.
And it's like I'm what you guys said earlier. The only people who have any jurisdiction, any authority whatsoever, are the parents of the 14-year-old to forbid her to speak to this other woman. They could take away her cell phone if they wanted to. Those are the only people who have any authority in this entire thing.
Well, Jared, you're no fun. You agree with us on everything. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, get out of here.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for making the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, I mean, it should be the parents' responsibility to protect their daughter from apparently a loving relationship that she really, really wants to be in, to the point where they're willing to violate a court order. More coming up. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about probably one of the most controversial issues discussed on this program over time, the idea of consensual activity between, in this case, an 18-year-old and a 14-year-old female, females both. In this case, in Florida, the older one, now 19, is facing 15 years in prison over it. And we'll continue that discussion here in moments. Our toll-free number for you to comment, 855-450-FREE. It is brought to you by SACL CAI. Plus, we do have Skype. I haven't mentioned it that many times tonight. You can connect with us on Skype. First, send a contact request to username lrn.fm, and from that point on, it'll be easy for you to get in touch with us on Skype, and most of the time sound pretty darn great. Mark, got an email in here earlier today from Antonia. She says, what was the website of your new sponsor, the one selling the LED lights to the industry industrial companies? She needs to make an investment, and she said it sounded pretty good to her.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good to me, too.
That's why you invested.
Forcefieldenergy.com. That's why I bought the stock. That's why I convinced you to buy the stock.
Yep.
And that's why I'm trying to convince my good friend Julian, who happens to be sitting in the studio right now, to buy the stock.
Yep.
Because I believe in this. They did buy this ad time. I want you to know. They did not buy my endorsement.
You can't do that.
Well, yes, you can buy radio people's endorsement.
Not mine.
You can't buy Free Talk Live's endorsement.
Right.
We don't give endorsements. We don't sell endorsements.
Yeah.
Because I just think it's just not for me. I understand why it's done in the industry, and I can explain that some other time. That's not really the point. The point is
LEDs.
That Force Field Energy has some really great products that work for large businesses, sometimes municipalities, warehousing companies. It's LED lighting, and they have another unique product called an ORC unit. It's an organic Rankine cycle conversion unit. And these units are basically mandated by, environmental rules and that kind of thing. Now, things have changed, and you can't just go shooting a bunch of heat out of a smokestack. So you need to convert that heat into something else. These units, they're $900,000 a pop, but they have financing situations and subsidy situations that make it very desirable for companies to get on board. This is one of the reasons I was very excited and still am very excited about FRNG. Anybody can buy FRNG by just going through whatever brokerage situation you have. FRNG, it's on the OTCQB exchange. But if you want private placement,
serious investor.
You have to be a serious investor. You have to have 25 grand. You can get the stock, which is currently at 515, at $4. That's a big savings. You have to hold it for 6 months. And after that 6 months, by the way, there's a warrant. If you don't know what that is, you should look it up. I don't have time to explain a warrant. So that's an even better thing. Just get a hold of them at forcefieldenergy.com. Click the contact us and get in touch with them. Telephone number's there, email's there. And it's a great crew. I've worked with them now, and I'm excited about it.
Cool. All right, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we continue with you and your thoughts, we go to AJ, listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, AJ.
Hi, how you doing?
Welcome. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to chime in on what you're discussing. I find it really ironic that if a 14-year-old, or even a 12-year-old for that matter, commit a capital offense, many of the states try that child as an adult. And I'm not saying that's right, but I think it's wrong to say someone can't make a decision here, but over here they can. And it seems like the state, the politicians, the way the system operates, it's only what's in their favor. And what you're saying about the cliche of the law being the law, and that I wish we'd get rid of that. Whatever happened to common sense? We're talking about two young people. Regardless how you chalk it up, whether one's an adult or not, the only difference between 17 years, 564 days, and 65 days is a number from 17 to 18. And to draw a hard line like that, I think, is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, and it results in destroyed lives, too, with no shortage of young males for the most part, although this is a female. But that's what makes this story unusual, because it's not unusual to send 18-year-old males to prison for the very same thing.
Absolutely, and there's been numerous cases where it's been a female teacher overage.
That's
and
true,
male,
too.
Who was a minor, and those cases are also reflective different. So the point I'm making here is that if we can try children as adults, if we can take people and put them in the military at 18 but not let them drink till they're 21,
yep.
The laws we have in this country are not really laws. They're extremely inconsistent.
Double standards.
You know, we're talking about two young people. One was dating the other one, both as minors. I have a real problem with
that. Well, she was an 18-year-old at the time, but who cares? Like you're saying, what's the difference between 17 and 18? It's just absolutely ridiculous. And, AJ,
you know,
I appreciate
it. If someone walks in, say they go into a nightclub or a bar, and they have a falsified ID, it falls on that bar owner as if a 17-year-old male or female doesn't know they altered their ID. And the other thing that really gets me about this is the same system that does this doesn't have any problem teaching sex to children as young as 5 and 6 years old. I mean, you want to talk about something that's violating. I think it's wrong for them to do sex ed on children that don't even have that in their mind, and that's being perpetuated in the public school system.
Well, you know, that's kind of interesting. Now, I think different parents have different theories on sex ed, and you know, I think that that should be up to the parent, but
absolutely not up to the school or up to
right.
The,
but the school educates kids on the mechanics of sex.
Officials.
Right. The school educates kids on the mechanics of sex and then incarcerates them if they use it.
Thanks, AJ.
Very interesting.
I appreciate your call tonight, sir. 855-450-FREE. Paul is in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, listening to WKBK. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Ian and Mark.
Welcome, sir. Are you on a speakerphone?
Headphone.
Okay. If it's possible to remove, I'd appreciate it, because usually people sound better when they're not on one of those devices. But if not, go ahead.
All right. Love the show tonight. Don't think she should go to jail. Heard a lot of people that I definitely don't agree with. I'm on your side. She doesn't belong in jail. But I think back to one talking about drinking ages and voting ages. Now I had an eighth grade son that had more knowledge about politicians than many adults that I'm
sure.
friends with. Like,
well, think about it. A kid's got plenty of time to research. Adults are busy working.
That's right. Like, you know, my eighth grade son should have been able to have voted. He had a good knowledge of what he thought was, this sounds right, this doesn't. You know, these timelines are just craziness, I think. And then one other quick one, the police era. Once an officer had showed up at my 80-year-old mother's, well, she wasn't quite 80, but at her house, and he was looking to possibly cite her with a ticket because of careless driving. And he said that she'd passed a bus, a school bus, guy driving her car did. And she says, oh, no guy was driving my car. Plus, it was my son, and she called me, and I said, no, it wasn't me. And I says, what road was this on? And they said what road it was on. And I says, gosh, you know, her car is never on the road. Turns out the cops kind of tell her to be more careful not to make errors.
Yeah.
He made an error. The school bus driver was a male. And he was citing the address of the school bus driver, not where the car had passed the bus.
Glad she didn't get arrested for that one, Paul. Thanks for sharing your call and the thoughts tonight. There's more coming up here. Free Talk Live, your calls are welcome about whatever's on your mind.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first week in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland. And the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you are invited to take control of the airwaves here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we share with you. They are all for free. And those features do include our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners by going to cam.freetalklive.com. Again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. You know, I was talking with an activist friend of mine, Chris Cantwell, today. He's visiting in town here for a few days, and he was talking about the Adam Kokesh protest that got canceled earlier this year, which was supposed to be a bunch of guys with rifles slung to their backs walking from Virginia into Washington, D.C.
What could go wrong?
Sounds like a lot could go wrong with that, and we were kind of discussing that particular issue because Chris was saying he wanted to bring it back. He wanted to start that thing up again. I was like, Chris, look, man, you're a member of the Free State Project. You can just move to New Hampshire and instantly win the gun issue. That's the one thing that I just don't understand. What's the point in going to D.C. and trying to change anything when you could focus your efforts in one place? If you're a liberty-loving person like you and I, Mark, we love the ideas of freedom, that, you know, freedom is your right to live your life how you want, as long as you don't harm anybody else. And I think we've been talking a lot about that that tonight, as a matter of fact. But to get people who love liberty together in the same place, if guns are your issue, if gun freedom's your issue, you've won simply by moving to New Hampshire. You can walk into, I was telling Chris, look, man, you want to inspire people with this idea? Because that's what he wants to do. He wants people to start, you know, get riled up and do things and get active and get off the couch and get off the YouTube and Facebook and get out, you know, into the streets. And I appreciate that. But you're not going to change Washington, D.C. So why bother spending time or effort or money down there? What you could do is point out to people who are interested in gun freedom that New Hampshire is already one of the most, one of the top five most gun, you know, friendly places to live. If you want to, you can walk into the state house with a rifle slung to your back, and no one is going to shoot you over it. You can't do that in most...
True and correct statement. Yeah,
in most state
houses. I'd like to point out New Hampshire has one of the lowest crime rates in the nation.
It does. You can actually... Now,
I don't know that that evidence is correlative, but...
So what I suggested Chris do, instead of having some, you know, doomed-to-fail thing happening in Washington, D.C., I said go to the state house with a cameraman and show people this is real. Like, I'm not joking here. You can walk in with a gun to the state house. You can't do that in most state houses. Now, they have prohibited, recently in New Hampshire, within the last couple of years, they have prohibited someone walking into the state house chambers where the house members meet for their politicking thing that they do. Going in there, open carrying, could get you in trouble. But when Daryl W. Perry, our Monday night co-host, went and did the exact thing, he was carrying a starter pistol, but it sure enough looked like a real pistol. He went in there, no problem. Nobody said anything to him, not one thing. So it's a totally different world in New Hampshire with gun freedom. So I said, if there was a video showing somebody walking into a state capitol like that, like with an AK strapped to their back, that would be a mind blower for somebody in a place like California or New York. They just wouldn't be able to comprehend what was happening.
You know, I'd talk to security before I did something and did that video.
You could, but I'm telling you, man, it's not going to, it's not illegal.
I'm not saying it is illegal. Yeah. I just talked to, it's going to make them really upset if you've got an AK slung over your shoulder.
It would make good, I don't know, Mark. I wonder if it would make them upset. They might be more likely to ask you what model it is and, you know, when, what year it was made in, knowing some of the cops in New Hampshire. So anyway, 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. You want to learn more about the Free State Project, it's certainly not a gun thing. It's a freedom thing. There are a lot of people here, a lot of different issues, homeschooling, you know, drug decriminalization. Everybody's got their thing. And the idea is to move people who care enough about freedom all to the same place so we can get active and we can be more free in our lifetime. Go to freestateproject.org, learn more, get signed up, and then join us up here because it's a lot of fun. Dave is listening in Wisconsin to WXXM, the Mike 92.1. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, just so much hypocrisy, man. First, I just wanted to start out with just gun laws by itself. You know, you see these little guys in the hood carrying guns every day. There's no fear of going to jail. You know, you'll see them get caught with a gun. Next thing you know, they're sitting on their porch the next day. Maybe with an ankle monitor, years for carrying a gun, mandatory. Kids in the hood or anywhere else wouldn't be carrying guns like they're toys. But our laws don't make it that way because, you know, it's pretty biased because it could happen to little Tommy out in the country. And they don't want that. But that would deter because you don't see them running up in banks every day because they know they're going to jail. And another thing that was on my mind.
Before you go on to another thing, Dave, I'm confused. Are you saying that you don't think people should be able to carry a weapon to defend themselves?
Legally, they should. Legally, they should. But I'm from the hood. And you see guys with guns every day acting like it's nothing to carry a gun. There's no fear of going to jail. You know, they may get probation. You have to put fear in these guys. If you own a gun legally, that's fine. But
if you want to enforce the law, I agree that you have to, you know, there should be, if you're going to have laws, let's have fewer of them and let's enforce those things. I get the point that you're trying to make. But here's the question, is oftentimes guns, what they'll do with guns is that they'll make this application process that to register guns and make it legal to possess one expensive and time-consuming. So the people who live in the hood that simply want to, you know, defend themselves are then excluded from the operation because they're going to have to take off time work. They may have not have a car, going down and taking the training classes and all these things.
If you really want a gun that bad, you should make time to go get that application and do all of it. There's no excuse.
Why? More people are killed with knives, dude.
I'm talking about minors. They're not even able to go get
a gun. They can carry a knife.
No, but I'm just saying, yeah, minors running around. There's no excuse for these young boys running around with these guns and no fear of the law. And I guarantee you, if they had a mandatory, if they saw their buddies going to jail for 5 to 10 years mandatory, they would not be caring.
I don't know. I don't agree, Dave. I mean, there's plenty of punishments for...
Lots of places have very strict gun laws, and at this point, there's no evidence that they actually
work. Hold on, Dave. I don't support people wielding guns and being irresponsible with them, but I do support individuals being able to carry a firearm or a knife or pepper spray or mace or whatever they feel like. But they shouldn't have to ask anyone's permission to do that. I mean, if you have a right to defend yourself, you shouldn't have to ask the politicians or some bureaucrat for a permission slip to defend yourself.
Guns are for everyone.
No, they're not. I agree.
That's why absolutely, 100%.
That's why there's martial arts, there's knives, there's all kinds of things out there that people can do to defend themselves. I agree with you completely. But for anyone who wants to have a way to defend themselves, why should they have to ask some government bureaucrat's permission?
Because you have to have some type of control. You have crazy people. You have people who don't deserve guns. You have gangbangers who want a gun strictly to rob people and harm people. Those people don't. Do you think 15
But they're not going to go through the legal channels, Dave. I mean, the gangbangers are going to acquire their guns through probably illegal means, and so therefore there won't be any kind of way to stop them from doing that. So all you're doing is stopping people from who might be their victims from arming up and defending themselves.
You're not getting what I'm saying. I'm saying people who possess these guns illegally with no fear of having a 10-year penalty on you or a 5-year penalty. Listen, if you give a gangbanger and say, okay, if you get caught with a gun, we'll give you a year probation. Do you think he's going to really be scared to go back and get another gun as soon as he gets off of probation?
Don't worry. He gets off of probation. Who gets off of probation?
If he really knew he was going to do 10 years, if he gets
he's
caught with
he's
gun,
liable to do it. That's the sad part is I've been in this criminal justice system, and I'll bet you, I don't know, but I'll bet you as many people go to jail off of probation as get off.
Dave, I don't know if you...
Listen, I'll break it down for you this easy. If it was that easy to rob... Okay, if you could only get probation for robbing banks, people would rob banks every day.
Agreed.
It takes a hardened criminal to rob a bank because, you know, these little gangbangers who run around sticking people up and people running into these schools shooting them up?
You'd be surprised what fools will rob a bank anyway.
Murder rates in states that have the death penalty is the same, are not correlative to states that don't have the death penalty.
Dave, hey, thanks for the call, man. I do appreciate your call and the thoughts here, too. We got to get other folks on the air, but feel free to call us any other night. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I live in New Hampshire. If I want to buy a gun from somebody tomorrow without
just about anybody can get one.
Any paperwork.
It's a shall issue permit.
I can do it. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday. Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring. Drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Water, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Is your dream more time, more money, or better health? Stop by our Youngevity booth at the Minnesota State Fair and say hello to the GCN team reps and get your healthy energy drink on the way to the fair. Sign up for door prizes and find out about our amazing home-based business opportunity as featured in Success Magazine, located near the main entry to the State Fair off Snelling and Dan Patch Avenue at 1366 Snelling Avenue North, or call 651-261-2040.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves. Toll free. Live Saturday edition of the show. If you don't get your thoughts in tonight on the air, it's okay. We do a Sunday edition, too, and it's live. And Mark is the host of that show, and Stephanie and Brian, will they be here tomorrow?
It's my understanding, sure. I hope so.
I know
so.
You had Jason Tallien recently, yes. So Sunday show is always live, and you can always get it at freetalklive.com. Maybe on your local talk station as well. If you don't get all 7 nights of Free Talk Live on your local talk station, give them a call and tell them thanks for taking some Free Talk Live if they already take some, and then ask for some more. If they don't take any, you can call and ask real nicely, and maybe they will take some of our show. So go to, if you want to learn more about that, you can go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about how to get more Free Talk Live on in your area. You should go to listen, but you should also go to local.freetalklive.com. So many subdomains. anyway, freetalklive.com has all kinds of cool stuff. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, Dave is in California. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. It's a great show. And two things. Actually, real quick, I was wondering if you knew of any stations here in the L.A. area that have Free Talk Live as I listen on Shoutcast.
Oh, there's a station in Loma Linda, KCAA, that does carry some of the show. I can't tell you what the hours are. It's kind of an off and on sort of thing. But no, nothing real strong in the L.A. area.
Hard to get as a show that's sort of built ourselves independently syndicated. It's difficult to get those major markets. We're delighted to have Chicago on board now.
Yeah, WCKG is an awesome independently owned station in Chicago that has added our
basically
show.
The big boys own the stations and then put their own programming on the stations.
Yeah, it's real hard to get in there. But you can always start your own pirate radio station. And if you want to do that, the instructions are over at broadcast.lrn.fm. And then you could create the station for people to listen to in LA.
Well, I'll make some phone calls and get some people to listen up to you.
Great.
But, hey, the point of the call was, earlier I heard Mark mention something about a stock that he was happy about. And I listen to Peter Schiff all the time, and Peter Schiff is always saying, you know, I can't give advice out to, you know, anybody off the air. You got to call one of my brokers or whatever. He always says that there's a FinReg SEC regulation that you're not allowed to promote anything if you haven't got the license for it or whatever.
Right.
So
I think
wondering
he's got those licensing.
About a disclaimer.
I don't know. I really honestly don't know what the disclaimers are. As far as I know, all I have to say is that this is that stock has risks. And
I think there was one guy who tweeted, some rap artist a while back tweeted something about how he had made a lot of money with Apple or something, and he told all his fans to buy Apple, but they got him on that, and he's been in prison for 3 or 4 years. But
good Lord, they're putting people in prison for it. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's just because he didn't have a license. You know, he didn't get the permit from the SEC to pump stocks. So I just thought I'd call and say, you know, be careful. And
appreciate
it.
I'll take a look.
Thanks, Dave, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Mark, are you concerned?
It wouldn't surprise me that there would be some kind of law like that out there. The fact is that they pass all kinds of laws. Why can't I tell people that I bought a stock and that I'm excited about it? If there is a law like that, it's a really awful one.
Yeah, as you said, you have pointed out that investing is risky, and that means you could lose some money on the deal. I mean, but you didn't think that would be the case, Mark, because you were convinced that it's a good product.
I've heard ads for stocks on the radio.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. If you're not concerned, then I'm not concerned either, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Michael's in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael.
Hey, guys, it seems like it's a little too late for me to ask this question. I'll probably wind up calling tomorrow night. This was a question specifically aimed at Mark, being a father.
Okay.
I have a friend whose son is seriously considering joining the Air Force.
All right.
He was absolutely wrecked about it.
Your friend is wrecked?
Pardon?
Your friend is wrecked about it?
Yes. And okay. What I wanted to do is at least have a segment to where I could maybe have Mark talk, like pretend he's talking to Jack about why he probably shouldn't join the Air Force, but I know you guys are running late into the show.
Well, we still have several minutes remaining here. I think it's a fine question. Now, how old is the son in your friend's case?
Obviously not my son's age, which is 5.
he is 17. And Mark,
okay,
what would you say to a 17-year-old that can sign a contract?
Thanks, Michael. I'm going to let you go off the line here. The phone's kind of bad, but I appreciate your call tonight.
Yeah, you know, I understand. When I was that age, I was interested in joining the military.
So was I.
And I get it. What the problem is that we're talking about sort of this evening what kind of decisions young people can make and what they can't. The fact is that the military wants young people, and they want them early because they can physically do things that older people probably aren't as capable of doing.
Plus, they're a little bit more gullible.
Maybe that's the case. I don't know. But I'm certainly not going to jump in front of a bullet for politicians, because this is what you need to understand, is when you join the military, you're not fighting for my freedom. That's what people will say. That's the trope that's out there. But it's really not true. What you're doing is you're fighting for what the politicians say you should do. You get out there, you catch bullets for what we say you're going to catch bullets for. And you could look throughout history. It's interesting to see is, you know, how many of these deaths really matter as far as setting anyone free. It's sad that so often these deaths are for nothing. And I'm not saying that people in the military aren't brave. They're not physically doing very brave things. I think that's true. But there's a distinction about what is the point of it all. In the greater scheme, can you say that, yes, people who can fight for freedom? Sure. But when has that happened in the last 5 decades? Freedom for, am I more free? Because I think that it's quantifiable in the last decade we have become less free. So I don't think that that's the case. I don't think that they fight for freedom. I think they fight for what the politicians say. And those politicians don't care what happens to these people. You look at Agent Orange, you look at depleted uranium, you look at everything. They pay them pennies to die for nothing, and they expose them to all kinds of dangers that will affect them for the rest of their lives. There's like a vet killing themselves every hour in this country. Killing themselves, they're usually, in their research, what they say it's over is guilt. I'm not sure what that guilt is related to. Is it to the innocent people that they've seen killed?
Don't forget all the rapes in the military as well.
There's certainly a lot of rape that goes on in the military.
You know, Mark,
male and female.
That's a great kind of lecture. But maybe another way to approach the issue would be to ask your son or daughter, what are the reasons you want to join the military?
That's, yeah, you'd absolutely have to know that.
What are the things that are motivating you there? And that way you could address those individually. But even better than that, because, Mark, you didn't go and you weren't in the military. I don't have a son, and I wasn't in the military, or daughter, or whatever. But if I were talking to a young person about military service, I would want them to connect with someone who'd actually been in the military. That way they could really kind of get a feel for what it is that they're going to get into. So I would want to tell, you know, my son or daughter, like, well, I have things to say about this, but I think it'd be better if you sat down with Uncle Bill, or, you know, fill in the blank of whoever it is that has been in the military and does not look back on it fondly and would like to explain to your son or daughter what the real story is. Preferably somebody that they're familiar with, right, so that you can, you know, go out to a coffee shop or whatever and sit down, and maybe just the two of them go out and kind of sit down and have them have that conversation.
If you can't find the person that would have that conversation, you can always go to Quaker.org and look at Before You Enlist. And there's a lot of important facts and things that are addressed there that people don't look at. I think
this is a great flyer.
As a young person, I just didn't have any place to go or anything to do. There are lots of companies that will give you direction in your life. Now, sadly, the uniforms aren't as prestigious. I'm sorry that that's the case, but that's the truth.
Yeah.
But you can leave those companies anytime you want. You go to the military, you decide you don't want to be there in a year, you're going to go to you could very easily go to the break over it.
Yeah.
You could. And it certainly happens. By the way, here, I'm looking at Quaker.org's Before You Enlist. It says, according to the VA, one-third of all homeless people are veterans.
There's a great flyer.
90% of the women in the military have reported sexual harassment, and 30% of these have been raped. VA statistics.
Yeah, there's a great flyer the Americans Friends Service Committee has put out that I believe is the same text that you're talking about there. It's got like a picture of some military things on the front. It's like, do you know enough to enlist? And it looks like it might be a military flyer, recruiting flyer, the way it's kind of laid out. And then you open it up and you read through it, and it kind of asks some tough questions and gives you some information that they're not going to necessarily tell you at the recruiter's office. So it's important to have tools besides just your own opinion as a parent. Also, you know, you can point to the experts, talk to, you know, Veterans Against the War or Veterans for Peace. You know, maybe you can hook up with one of them.
And I think you should talk to the other side, too. You should know what they say, but the recruiters have been sanctioned again and again for lying.
Well, they haven't really been sanctioned. Usually it's just like, naughty boys, go back to work.
That's what a sanction is.
Yeah. Well, sanctions can sound serious in some case, and usually a memo is not very serious.
Sorry, I didn't relay it in the way that you like.
Yeah, like sanctions could be starving people to death, too, against a country, so sanction is kind of a big word. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Have a super enjoyable weekend. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value in iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value in mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.